The request is a compromise from an original proposal. It called for changing legal bar closing hours from 4 a.m. to 2 a.m. Town of Scroon supervisor Mike Marnell, a Republican, had initially opposed any cutback in hours because neighboring Warren County has not decided whether it, too, will request a change in hours. But Marnell changed his mind.
When I saw the amount of people who have been arrested for DWIs, at 3 and 4 in the morning, I was amazed.
Marnell not only decided to support the change, he also offered a more restrictive resolution.
Find out that there was as many DWIs in the early morning hours. I just didn't think there was that many going on. But at the last regular board meeting at Essex County, I changed my vote and I voted 2 close to 3. And I also asked the board of supervisors to go back to the standards we had in 1974, which was 2 o'clock in the morning closing, and it also would force the bars to close on Christmas Eve at 11 and on Good Friday from 12 to 3, but I didn't get a second on that motion.
The prevention team has been lobbying Essex County leaders to support shorter bar hours. Team member Mac McDevitt says the resolution to reduce bar hours will create a firewall in the county.
It keeps any existing bars from staying open that late. And number two, it keeps any new bars from moving in who would be late night bars. And this issue of overconsumption and binge drinking, it happens often in the wee hours of the night or the morning. You know, it's a serious problem, and it's an expensive problem. We're all paying for this. It's a big public health problem. It also is a public safety problem.
McDevitt perceives the county's resolution as a first step towards even shorter hours.
They've rolled them back to 3, and my hope is with more education, more discussion, more awareness of the problems with late night bars, that the Board of Supervisors might choose to take this up in a year or so again.
Just to the south, a committee of the Warren County Board of Supervisors defeated a similar resolution asking for approval of a 3 a.m. last call. But Glens Falls Ward 5 Supervisor Bill Kenny plans to submit a new proposal at the full board's meeting next week.
We did a study on accidents and assaults between 2 and 5 a.m. and they're becoming increasingly in nature and increasingly violent in the assault category. So we just think it's time to roll back. 33 counties have rolled back their hours, and we think it's time to coincide with the stricter DWI laws.
Kenny says supporters wanted 2 a.m. closures, but 3 a.m. is a compromise that appears to be workable.
Essex County just rolled back to 3. Hamilton County rolled back to 2. And 33 counties around the state have rolled back their hours to either 3 or 2, or in one case, 1 o'clock. I think it's just a movement toward what we used to have. It used to be 3 o'clock, and then it went to 4 for some reason. But 4 o'clock is way too late.
The Adirondack Daily Enterprise has reported that law enforcement officials in Essex County support the proposal to close bars at 2 a.m., The state liquor authority will hold public hearings in counties that pass resolutions requesting a change in bar hours. Meanwhile, a recent plan to roll back closing time in busy Saratoga Springs ultimately went nowhere. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.